Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Jay Brown is an American singer and songwriter. His musical journey began in the church, where he nurtured his passion through choir performances every Sunday. While studying at Grambling State University, Jay Brown's drive and passion for music led him to get signed to Universal Republic Records, where he released records like I'ma Love You Right and Sex on My Money featuring Gucci Mane. Even with that success, he still needed to refine his craft. After a decade of honing his skills, he re-emerged with Sunrise Sunset, which hit number 10 on the Billboard charts. His subsequent hits like Give It To You, Moon, and Vibe have solidified his presence in the industry. Jay Brown's musical prowess has left an indelible mark on the music industry, earning him 8 top 20 singles and 7 top 10 hits on the R&B Billboard charts. His first number one single, My Whole Heart, dominated the charts for 3 weeks and marked a significant shift in the R&B landscape. This achievement solidified his position as a force to be reckoned within the music industry, and his subsequent releases have only further cemented his influence. Jay Brown's third studio album, Just a Matter of Time, was released in 2025. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Jay Brown.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I am in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Why did you decide to choose the stage name Jay Brown? We know your name's John, but what was the inclination to say, okay, this is how I'm going to present myself in the creative space?
Obviously, I didn't choose it. That was all my manager. I would have preferred just keep my name. But okay. In his mind, he was just like, oh, you know, it's basically like reintroducing yourself to the world because I've stepped away from music for so long and, you know, yeah. That's pretty much how that went.
Okay.
But I still would have liked to keep it as John.
Okay. From what age, whether as a child or teenager, did you think, cool, you want to start creating or be in this world? And what was your journey in it?
I would say in undergrad and college, you know, that's when I knew for a fact that I could potentially pursue this solo. Because in the past, I was with a lot of groups.
Okay.
Maybe not a lot, but a few groups. And I think that defining moment was in undergrad, my freshman year at my university. And I did a talent show and I just blew everyone away and I was solo. So I'm like, wow, maybe I can potentially pursue this solo, you know? And from there, it kind of just progressed into me doing other things and getting involved with this show and that musical theater and then, you know, record labels. And yeah, I'm still here, apparently.
So you said you took a break. When was that break? And for how long and why?
I don't know exactly when it was, but I can't remember. But it was for a while, maybe 6, 7, maybe 10 years.
Okay.
I don't know. Yep.
And what was the inclination for you to say, cool, I want to go back to do this?
It's just that overall love for music, you know, it just never detaches itself from you, you know, it's just always stuck to my neurons. I just can't get rid of it as much as I try, so... What can you do?
And when you did that solo thing after a while, you were doing groups and you were surprised by, wow, you could actually do this. What was the reservation from stepping into that solo world before? Did you not feel that you had it in you?
No, it wasn't a matter of that. I didn't have it in me. It was just more so I was just a part of groups.
Okay.
You know, and I think I just kind of normalized it, you know, so... After, like I said, that defining moment in college, that's what kind of like triggered something in my brain, turned something on. I'm like, yo, I don't really need to be in a group. I can do this by myself.
Okay.
You know,
makes
being
sense.
In a group is just overwhelming and it's just a waste of time, quite frankly. And then you come across too many egos, which ultimately lead to what?
Drama.
That, yeah, and like a thousand other things. So I'm just like, you know, you do it by yourself. You keep a lot of money with minimal drama, so to speak. And yeah, man, it's just better that way, you know?
Okay, so from the song that is 3 to 4 minutes long, in creating it, what motivates it? What invigorates your creative process? Do you collaborate with others? Is it easy every time? Let's unpack that journey for you.
Yeah, love. Love is just is the driving force behind everything that I do. Like, I love the thought of being in love. I love the thought, you know, the everything about love. I mean, anything that's positive. I mean, there's obvious negatives in finding love, and but I try to focus on the positive side of things. I think that's about it. I think.
And is it easy for those songs to come through, or is it sometimes a bit of a challenge?
It is a bit of a challenge sometimes, because sometimes you want to make sure that connectivity is there. I like to make things relatable when it comes to writing and, you know, creating music. So sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge, but for the most part, it kind of flows the way it should, you know.
And tell us about your latest album that's coming out.
Yes, my new album has just was just released, titled Just a Matter of Time. A lot of soul music. You know, over in the UK, they love the soul. That's just the place that, you know, that's the place to be when it comes to soul music. I tell people all the time, America isn't it, it's the UK.
Okay,
but
that's interesting.
Yeah. I digress. Oh, it's a fact. It is an irrefutable fact. But I will say, yeah, I encourage you guys to listen to it. It's a really cool album with a lot of relatable things that are inside of that album. I'm sure you guys could probably see that once you listen to like the first three songs, like, oh, maybe I've experienced that. Maybe, you know, so I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Just a matter of time. It's available on all downloadable platforms.
I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month, because for me, it's an energy exchange to say thank you to you guys for all the hard work in your creation. I love the journey of the choice, the unpacking the booklets, the listening to song from one to whatever number, that whole experience. I'm not sure if you're aware that physical's on a massive comeback. Vinyls in the UK last year, 5.9 million sales, the biggest since 1990. Also in the UK, there's a basket of products that they gauge exchanges on. And obviously, there needs to be a certain amount of exchanges for them to gauge it to be in that basket. Because of the upsurge of CDs, CDs are back in the basket again. And the research is showing that it's the teenagers, the younger kids that are diving into this world. And then we also have the streaming platforms, as you mentioned. What are your observations of the landscape at the moment?
I prefer for it to go back to vinyl and buying physical copies, because, of course, the record labels, they're just snatching money from us left and right. You know, they don't, you know, or these distribution companies, they don't care about the artists. And that's just as plain and simple as it can get. You know, if we go back to the physical copies, I think it would be better, because just the overall, you said, that unpackaging and just, you know, going through the story and then reading, like even, I forgot, back in the day, they used to have like the thank yous and things of that nature.
Yes.
The back of, you know what I'm referring to. It kind of just gives people a better understanding as to who you are and what you're about and the journey, depending on what you decide to write. Yeah, I think we should go back to that, you know, because streaming has been so manipulated, in my opinion. Like, they don't really, you know, they inflate these numbers and give people the impression that, okay, you have to stream this and stream that in order for you to have some sort of success in the industry. But if that's what you consider success, right? We're not gaining anything from that. You're not giving us money.
Exactly.
So who's successful in this sense?
Yes.
Okay, we know who's successful, the powers that be, because it certainly isn't the artist, because you're not giving us shit.
Yeah.
Let's just be frank. You know,
exactly.
So yeah, I hope and pray that that thing just disappears, because streaming has ruined everything. The way we get paid, the way people just, the appreciation for what music used to be. Now it's like you got these playlists, which are cool, you know, but it's just like the music is all over the place. Like,
yeah.
You listen to one song, then they send you to another artist. It's like, no, I want to stay with this artist in this this particular category versus you playing him and then jumping to someone else and then someone else. And it's just like,
yeah,
you get lost in translation, dude. It's like, come on, like, let's just focus on what we want to focus on, which is that particular artist that I came here to listen to, versus a thousand other different. It's just a mess, man.
No wonder people have attention spans of 15 seconds, because they can't focus on one thing.
Yes.
That's
a valid point. That is exactly why their attention spans are all over the place, because they can't focus on one thing. Hence social media. You're scrolling through, and it's like, what? Just all this information is just like, your brain's on overload, autopilot, so to speak. Oh my God, man. What a bunch of shit.
So now, you just released the album. It's focused on something positive. What's happening up for the next few months?
Next few months, busy. doing shows like crazy, nonstop, promoting the new album, Just a Matter of Time, coming back over to the UK. I'm excited for that. I don't have those dates or those venues in particular yet. However, I know I'm coming back to the UK. I was there last year with my boy John B. Yeah, I'm coming back. I wish I could stay over in the UK permanently when it comes to music, because it's just a different feel,
So just quickly, I've been following the charts since I was very young, and I've got all these encyclopedia on the American, the Billboard charts and the UK charts. And what I've noticed about the UK charts, they're consistent in the sense that if Madonna is going to have a number one, she'll always have a number one. But I found that in the American charts, it's pop for a period of time, and then it's R&B and hip hop, and there's not much consistency in the sense like 8 years ago, Katy Perry had eight number ones of the one album. Now she doesn't even feature in the top 100. So there's not much,
Weird, right?
it's not much loyalty to artists in that, in the country, I've noticed.
No, yeah, that may be true, but man, I don't know. Just gotta keep putting out music.
Yeah.
That's it,
Music is an energy that fuels us and gets us passionate. So, Jay John, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
I would say never give up on your dreams, be encouraged. In spite of whatever may be going on in your lives, and try to surround yourself with positive people. And even if you can't do that, it's okay to be alone, because I love being alone, to be honest. It's not like a depression type thing. It's just more so like I refer to it as reflective thinking. I like to just collect myself, and in terms of energy, just be mindful of who you're connecting yourself to. Energy doesn't lie, patterns don't lie. So just continue to do you, be whoever you want to be, and that's just that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.